This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S.-backed forces in Syria say a final assault on the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group could come within days. Meanwhile, a group of Islamic State militants in Syria has been handed over to Iraq. AP's Charles de la Ledesma has more.
A security official says the U.S.-backed Syrian forces fighting IS in Syria have handed over more than 150 Iraqi members of the group to Iraq. The official says the militants were moved to the Iraq side overnight and that they're now in a safe place and being investigated. The handover comes as the U.S.-backed Syrian forces are involved in a standoff over the final IS-held sliver of land in southeastern Syria, close to the Iraqi border, amid the extremists' imminent territorial defeat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis has opened an unprecedented summit on what he termed the wound of sexual abuse perpetrated by men of the church. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
Prayers and the video testimonies of five unidentified sex abuse survivors from different continents opened the summit. Victims recounted their traumatic experiences. The Pope summoned bishops from all over the world to come together to discuss what has become the most serious crisis and scandal of the Catholic Church, the sexual abuse perpetrated by members of the clergy. Pope Francis said the Church must listen to the cry of the little ones seeking justice. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
U.S. stocks are down in early afternoon trading. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Venezuelan President